As you know, we passed a bill this last week, which we called the Small Business Jobs Bill, that provides tax breaks for small businesses, provides additional resources for community banks to use in making loans to small businesses, provides additional authority to the Small Business Administration to guarantee loans that are made by banks and financial institutions to small businesses. Overall, we think this will help significantly in our state. There's about $13.5 million for new small business lending being provided to some state programs. There's about 300,000 additional funds for the small business development centers that we have in 22 of our counties in New Mexico. In addition, we included a provision that I have been urging be passed for some time now to provide tax relief for self-employed Americans who purchase their own health insurance. It allows them to deduct the health insurance costs for purposes of paying the self-employment tax that they have to pay. So that's the good news. As far as this small business jobs bill that was passed through the Congress last week, I think in addition to that, we're going to be trying to do a overall continuing resolution, which basically will maintain federal funding for ongoing programs beyond the end of September. We, in fact, wind up doing that pretty much every year when we get to the end of the fiscal year here in Washington. And the expectation is that probably next week we will do that again in order to get adequate funding for the various programs through the to get us past the election. And then Congress will return about mid-November to try to pass actual appropriations bills.